You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out, Jordan.
Well, you've reached the midway point of your work week. We will officially welcome you to that in a matter of seconds. Should be a fun show today. Little basketball, little football, and apparently LeBron having tacos on Tuesday is still a big deal as tweets and reminders on your phone there, Jordan, just popped up that
I'm glad I signed up for ESPN.
Yes, the
notification.
Notifications, yes. LeBron James.
Taco Tuesday.
Yes,
LeBron
Taco
James is a
Tuesday.
Big fan of Taco Tuesday and gets his family to join in on the fun.
I mean, it was a fun video. It's
guess
great.
What starts tomorrow?
What's that?
The NBA Finals.
No. We got to talk about Taco Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. La Taco Tuesday. Welcome to the midway point of your week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
It is here. Midway point of your work week for starters. Also, the day we've all been waiting for. Well, not really. That's coming up on Thursday, June 20th, Zion Day. Sam Serenia, senior lead NBA writer, athletic and stadium. Words of wisdom.
Peace and humpiness forever.
Tweeted it out 2 hours ago. Today is D-Day. Here it is. Yes. Or MJ, Pelicans, Anthony Davis, the meeting. That's all we know. Other than the reports are, it's a smaller party than at first thought. Remember, at first, a lot of people speculated or reported or talked about, hey, Gail Benson would be there, Drew Holiday would be there, maybe other people would be there. Jordan, did you get an invitation to go?
Did not.
But who knows? Pierre the Pelican could have been there. What possibly and who possibly needs to be there in order to change the mind of Anthony Davis? Anyway, we'll get into this. Will Guillory is going to join us of The Athletic at 12:15 to talk a little bit about this. As, again, it's kind of a big deal. To an extent, it's going to go one way or the other. It'll be interesting to see how it's reported after when the meeting happens. Jordan, our intern, already speculating based on video footage of other Clutch Sports associates and friends. You distracted me this morning trying to do show prep. And you want to know by yesterday, before La Taco Tuesday, LeBron was seen in his backyard. There's Russell Westbrook.
CP me.
Rich Paul
himself.
Yeah, they're all having cigars.
Having a grand old time.
Watching The Godfather on an outside television outside.
On repeat. Did you see all the little statues of the crown stacked up on top of each other?
Yeah, I saw that. They're having a good old just hanging out in the back. Well, I mean, it's beautiful weather out there.
Where was AD?
You're saying, where's AD? I'm saying, well, if you looked at the other video footage that his trainer constantly puts out there, he's working out. You're upset that he wasn't there, right?
Well, I'm not upset. I'm just curious.
You want to know why he's not there?
Wasn't.
Trying to look for deeper meaning. Stop. He was working out. Have you ever seen any video of him working out with LeBron, with CP me, with Russell Westbrook, with any of those guys, have you?
No.
Exactly. Who does he normally work out with?
His boys.
Drew Holiday being amongst a couple of other Pels players and other players around the league. It's their trainers, probably where he was. And you didn't see CP, me, and everybody else at La Taco Tuesday. It was just him and his family having dinner. So it's not like he got excluded from La Taco Tuesday.
Did you see that video of Taco Tuesday?
I thought it was great. I thought it showed him clowning around with his kids and his family. It's fine.
We're gonna play that every Tuesday.
I mean, it's so many people looking into it too. You know, it's like
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's great. He's having a great evening with his family and having dinner. I think that's what you do. You make funny voices and you do things. It actually is a great thing. That's something I've always said. It's been really cool. We'll have fun with them on a basketball court. How much power is too much power and all this other stuff. That's fine. As a dad and as a guy that never gets in trouble, you can't say anything. Can you? Can't. That's good parenting. It's good family, dude. Hanging out, eating a little Taco Tuesday, making videos, having fun. Anyway, it is meeting day. So we've gone over it several times leading up to today. What can the meeting possibly be about? What do you say? How does it go? What do you actually think is going to come of it? 800-998-1003, just a handful of guests. Because I think a day like today, we can have a little fun, and I really want your opinions at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. And I think we can have a lot of fun. This kind of seems like a day made for Joey. Back over in the LaRose studios, 800-998-1003. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I tweeted earlier this morning, Jordan. Go ahead and tweet this officially from the ESPN. Just go ahead and grab what I have.
Copy and paste.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the meeting. And I'm a huge movie guy. And I was just thinking of some of the top movie moments that have to do with either a meeting or an important decision being made on screen. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I was having a little fun, Joey. I texted you this earlier this morning. I said, hey, I'm going to start things off in the humor side of things. Because, I mean, there's so many different moments in movies of, you know, there's a key meeting or there's a key moment to plan something, and then a decision is made. I'm going Animal House, Joey. You have the soundbite. You've heard it 100 times. They're getting ousted from campus. Have you seen Animal House?
Yes.
You have? Okay. It's time for revenge, Joey. Belushi with the famous, did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
That's it, right there. I mean, that's the one we're starting out with, Joey, right? I mean, because that moment not only brought us that line when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, but they planned their revenge. They planned the final scene of the movie where they took to the parade and made it their own, and everybody in there just, it was chaos, right? I mean, they took care, what was it, homecoming? The homecoming parade? They took care of the homecoming parade. So that's what I'm talking about. We can have some fun with that. Give me your top movie moments that had to do with a decision a planning. What's yours?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me?
Joey with a couple of... Those are some big ones right there. Yeah. I mean, moment of truth.
I'm like Marlon Favorite.
There you go. I like that. So we could even expand that, Joey. Say moment of truth. How about that? Decision making. You know, but also / moment of truth in movies. I like that. There's so many that you could really think of, you know? Key moments in movie history that happened. So have that in the background. Be thinking of one. Give us a call. Have Joey, you know, maybe he's so quick on a computer. Maybe we can even get the actual sound on it. But think of a movie moment that you think could represent the meeting today even. We can have fun. I'm seeing that on Twitter, right? How do you think the movie goes? How do you think the meeting goes today? And is there a movie or moment in movie history that took place that would give you that? The best gif that I've seen right now is from the Chappelle Show when he's the president. They look at one another and he just gets up and he knocks over the pitcher of water and they all make a run for it. And that's clutch. Just leaving the meeting. We can have fun with this. Cause look, here's the thing. My art of hearts, I can look at this from a basketball side and I can look at this from a non-basketball side. From a basketball side, I understand exactly what David Griffin is doing and why the Pels have to have this meeting. Okay. So somebody just called in and said Wolf of Wall Street. Perfect. Okay. It's a good one. Keep them coming. 800-998-1003. You have to find out. Even when he went, I'm out, deuces, trade me. And then the NBA said, you got to play him. Integrity of the game. Gotcha. Well, he played 21, 23, 24 minutes. He'd have 21, 22 points, a couple of boards, a couple of blocks. I mean, guy can play. So from a basketball side, it's a simple question you ask and you write down on a sheet of paper. Is your basketball team better, right, with a player of his caliber? Yes or no? Yes. When I talk about his commitment, is he a Batman or Robin or whatever you want? It's a basketball question. Can he play hoops? Yes. We've had this discussion. We've talked about it nationally. It could be a banter type thing. Is he top three? Is he a superstar? Is he an alpha? Is he a Bravo? Whatever. A beta. I'm talking about, can the guy play? He's a top 10 player in the NBA. That's a fact. That's true. Guy can drop 30, 40, 50. Guy can shoot from all around. He can block shots. When invested, the guy gives it to you. He does. And up until this past year, we never had a peep from him. Never had an issue with him. Up until January, right? Well, really up until the season, you could see some games with just, that's just not him. But pre-clutch, we all would say that Anthony Davis hustled. We defended him on the injury front. People called him Mr. Glass and stuff. I'm like, look, most of those injuries are him hustling, diving into the stands, diving into, you know, things. Can't do anything about coming down on someone's foot, getting an elbow in the eye. I mean, things like that.
All right, I got my inspirational speech.
Pre-clutch, people, would you not say, people thought AD absolutely did as much as he could.
Well, he's a different person.
I agree, 100%. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say pre-clutch. Dad chiming in, Joey, the godfather, going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
I have Michael Jordan's speech in Space Jam 1.
That of all the movies, I'm not...
I mean, it goes with that's all, folks.
Okay, I see what you were doing there. See, I was a little quick to jump on you. So you're going with the that's all, folks thing.
Well, no, it's MJ's speech when they're down at halftime to the Lions.
Good. Send me the video, and we'll do it. Now, here it is. Picture it. Is it a posh restaurant? Is it in an office? Where is the meeting? I want to know where the meeting is. Where would you hold a meeting like this? Would you hold it in an Italian restaurant, Joey? An undisclosed location.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
Where would you hold this meeting? Do you hold it on high atop Hollywood Hills, Pacific Ocean in the distance, the valley in the City of Angels below you, surrounded by wilderness? That way no one can tap the phones and no one can hear. It's like a picnic, Joey. You got enough money. Those people got money, right? I'm just, go ahead and just drop on the back of a bed of a pickup truck. Just meet right there.
I think David Griffin's private yacht. That way he can't leave until he signs the contract.
Ooh, a yacht. Ooh. That's it. Right. Off the coast.
You don't sign it, we feed you to the sharks.
No, whoa. He's going to dump them overboard? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
No, that's not
if
what we're
we
doing.
Can have you, no one can.
If we can't have you, no one can have you. 800-998-1003. Let's have a little fun the rest of the show here. I'm going to speak with Will Giller in a second. Here it is. I'm going to go to Twitter, Dave, in a quick second. First, all right, Twitter, Dave, go ahead. What you got?
Real quick, I know you already said Godfather, but in my opinion, the meeting spot with Hyman Roth in the second in Cuba, and his speech, as far as I don't know the word for word, but him saying it's the business we choose. Mm-hmm. And I can't go on with the rest, but you know what I'm referring to.
Okay.
Define everything we're talking about, from the meeting place in Cuba to the to what he said to Michael Corleone. Definitely defines everything we're talking about, but I'm enjoying the show, brother. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you so much, Twitter Dave. You know, Joey, it is true that Godfather kind of is a perfect backdrop and setting for what we're seeing here, right? There was a level of a sense of family, right? Pelicans fans organization took him in as their own. There, it was the prodigal son, right? I mean, you're our franchise player. Then it was a turning of the back. Don't want to be a part of the family.
Level and of disrespect. I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen.
Yeah. Little level of disrespect. Little feeling of maybe revenge could be needed. Right?
There are so many.
I mean, seriously. And then all of a sudden you sit here like, okay, well, there's the meeting today. Can you come back to the family? It really is. I'm trying to think of another movie that really can encapsulate. But all right, so this is Jordan's speech of his defining moment.
I think we should quit forfeit.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't get dragged down here just to get my butt whipped by a bunch of ugly monsters. I ain't going out like that. We're letting them push us around. We gotta fight them back. We gotta take it to them. We gotta get right in their faces. And what do you say? Are you with me or not?
Wow. There it is. Not a good representation there. Michael Jordan put all the Looney Tune characters to sleep. So that's what you think is happening at the meeting. David Griffin puts Rich Paul and Anthony Davis to sleep.
I don't know. Bugs Bunny's still awake and he's getting Michael's secret stuff. The clip goes a little bit longer than that.
Thank gosh we have all the way to 3 p.m. You can do better than this.
I think that was amazing.
I think it was terrible.
I think the beginning was great.
Yeah. What? How did he come down here to get my butt kicked? You think that's what David Griffin said?
Yeah.
Door closes. All right, gentlemen, how's it going? I didn't come down here to get my butt kicked. Like that?
Or?
You the Witherson.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Ooh. Wait, you know what? Bottom of the hour, what would be the first sentence you would say at the meeting?
There's no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow!
There's so many moments in movie history. I mean, like I gotta say, we could do this for 3 hours, and we will, for the most part. Will Guillory coming up right now after this break. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Feel free to give them a call. It's a free consultation call. You don't get paid, they don't get paid. You can submit your inquiry, your questions, your, hey, can you help me out online? If you feel a little shy, I don't want to talk to nobody. You can go to kinginjuryfirm.com and you can see who the attorneys are. There's blogs, there's videos of circumstances that have done. They maybe go like, that's my case. That's it right there. So you can go check it out. 909-KING, ring the King. We come back, Will Guillory of The Athletic. We'll talk to him about the meeting. I'll ask him, what would be the first thing out of your mouth if you were playing the role of David Griffin? What's the first thing you could do? They all sit down, the door closes. What do you say? What's the first thing that you say? Other than pleasantries. You know, like, hey, how's it going? Hope everything's well. Other than pleasantries. Have a little fun. We'll open up the phone lines at 12:30. Our guest is next on ESPN New Orleans.
She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
All right, all right. Start your summer off by saving a whole lot of cash on a new Mitsubishi during the summer kickoff sales event at Barker Mitsubishi. Drive home in a new 2018 Eclipse Cross and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2000 Outlander Sport and take $4,000 off the MSRP. Oh, you want to live in more? Right now, you can take off to $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2000 Outlander SEL with seating for seven, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now, that's how we roll during the summer kickoff sales event at Barker Mitsubishi. With $4,500 off new Eclipse Crosses, $4,000 off new Outlander Sports, and $5,000 off new Outlander SELs. Plus, all these new Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come save during the summer kickoff sales event only at Barker Mitsubishi in Homer, or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
APK T129, MSRP 2438, 2000 deal with this, 2000 factory rebate, 2019 TO63, MSRP 23820, 2000 deal with this, 1000 factory rebate, 19 TO55, MSRP 30910, 2000 deal with this, 2000 factory rebate, SQTNL, TDL for detail, warranty assumes evolution, and IMIEB, as May 30th, 2019.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, they're coming in now. It's the meeting. It's day of the meeting. What's the speech that's being said? Meatballs, the movie. You remember Bill Murray?
But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Who do you think that's being said at the undisclosed location? Will Guillory of The Athletic joins us to talk all things about meeting in Pels and NBA. What's going on, Will? How are you this afternoon?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm just waiting for the video to come out of, like, David Griffin and Anthony Davis just sitting in the chair, awkwardly just trying to, like, force conversation while the cameras are there taking pictures.
Yeah. You know,
like they always do at these summits with, like, foreign leaders. It's like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, I like that. Yes, yes. On either side, the handshake photo op, yeah, where it kind of looks like they really don't want to touch one another. I like that.
And then you don't know when to let go of the handshake. Yeah, I need all of it. I need all the options.
I'm with you. Why not make this fun? I mean, this is kind of the biggest meeting outside of waiting to see where KD's going to go. I'm with you. Make this public, man. I mean, we're in the city of paparazzi over there. I want to see them, you know, showing up to the restaurant almost like a red carpet. You wave, you know, to the cameras. You know, I mean, I want to see who comes into the meeting, what they're wearing into the meeting. I want it done live on social media.
Yeah, just live stream it on YouTube or IG or whatever. I need, just like I said, I need to know who picked AD's t-shirt out, right, what's the motivation. I need, yeah, to know everything.
I'm with you, like I said. I mean, because then again, Will, we could read into everything from the clothing to the restaurant to the timing of the meeting to the works and everything. Look, this is where we are. It is what it is. I'm having a little fun. I asked this, and we'll open up the lines at the bottom of the hour after our conversation. But if you're David Griffin, you walk in, you sit down wherever this is, the door either closes or we get down to business after pleasantries, after, hey, good seeing you, after pleasantries. What would be the first thing that you would say if you're David Griffin?
I think I would open up my laptop and then press play on Zion Williamson's top 10 plays at Duke. And then once it's finished, close the laptop, walk out of the room. I think that's the move.
Oh, okay. So you're starting with Zion as your number one thing, and then you're ending with it. So you're saying, here it is, and we'll see you later.
But no, I think the biggest thing is just, from what I've been told, I think the biggest thing for them is just the past and the future. And I think that the big difference between the past and the future with this team, and I think the big thing with them is just look at where this franchise has been as far as investment from ownership, the way the front office was built, the way the roster was built, the way just the way the team was looked at overall, and just the, how different that's going to be going into the future with the investment from Gail Benson and the way she's brought in people like Trangelo Langdon and David Griffin, how they plan to rebuild this roster if they are able to keep AD around. I think that that's what they really want to sell them on, is that this is going to be a new franchise and there's going to be a lot of changes, and Zion kind of the face of that, but overall it's mostly behind the scenes and how much they want to change everything about this franchise and the way it's run. And I think the big thing for them is, hey, AD, you didn't want to be a part of this franchise because of all that stuff, but now that's changed. So now trust us that we'll be able to follow through on everything we've promised and not be the same franchise that they've been for the past decade.
Will Guillory, The Athletic, it's interesting you went that route, because I wrote down on my notepad what I would say, because it's the starting point to lead to what you just got to. I would ask him, I'd sit down and be like, all right, I wasn't here. I never got the call. I never spoke with Rich when you informed the Pelicans. I want to know from you, why did you choose to be traded? I want to know, tell me, what came into the process? What was your decision? Why did you decide, I need to be traded? What happened? Because then I can get an idea if we should even really need to go any further, Will, right? I mean, if he says, well, I didn't feel they took it seriously enough, then I know the angle I need to go to. If he says, I'm just not happy here, well, then let's not waste anybody's time. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think the most important question I would ask Anthony Davis is, why, when did you decide that I needed out? Was it September before the season? Was it the losing streak? Is it something you don't get along with coach? What's the reason? And then I then know, okay, look, if it's like you're saying, it's the team, the front of hearts run. Well, dude, it's different. Well, if it's not being here, well, okay, well, then I can't help you with that. I mean, I think that's why, to me, it's the most important question. Why do you think the Pelicans are not for you?
Absolutely, and I think that's a big thing David Griffin has talked about over and over again, the importance of sitting down in the room and looking each other in the eye and saying everything that needs to be said, because so much of the way this has been handled up to this point has been, you know, through leaks, through the media, this mm-hmm. guy talking to that guy, this person is talking to that person, and it's always been so unclear about what his AD has wanted, why, what's been his motivation, where he wants to go. And I think that's the big thing for David Griffin, is just, they just want to just really sit down and have an honest conversation, put everything out on the table. And then once you leave that conversation, you know how to progress moving forward. And I think the big thing with AD, I think that's the main question for, I think, everybody, is just, what is his motivation? What does he want? And I think a lot of the questions that he had have been answered. So I think if he still doesn't want to be here, then I think he needs to establish what's the issue and what he's really looking for. And I think David Griffin is going to try to do a lot to kind of sell him on his ability to bring AD everything he wants. But I think the big thing is just having that open, honest conversation and just laying it all out on the table. Just like you said, what do you really want? Why did you want to get traded? Is it something that we can fix, or is this not really a fixable issue then? And if it's not fixable, then we could just wipe our hands and move on. But at this point, I think there's so much gray area and there's so much confusion that there needed to be a situation where everybody just sit down in the room, eliminate all the middlemen, you know, just David Griffin, maybe his closest confidant, Anthony Davis, mm-hmm. probably Rich Paul, and just lay it all out on the table and just figure out where everybody stands.
You know, it's interesting, Will Guillory, The Athletic, when you look around, obviously you saw the report that came out yesterday, you know, from Baxter Holmes and what happens or what's been happening with the Lakers. You look around the league as well. People don't really know where certain players are going to go or not. The report this morning from Woj that everyone's on the table other than James Harden in Houston. I still, to this day, the banana boat crew, I still don't know why Chris Paul re-signed at Houston and didn't go play point guard with this guy, you know, LeBron over there in L.A. I still don't get that. So I think one thing that you can sell if you're Griffin is there's uncertainty around the league. I can tell you for certainty this is the direction we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of, we've talked about that before, so many of the teams that we saw on the infamous Anthony Davis list, we kind of look around now and say, really, that's the situation you want to go to? You wanted to go to the Lakers with all of that craziness going on, or the Knicks with their ownership situation and, you know, the fact that they've been losing for, what, like decades now, back to the 60s? I mean, you know, is that what you really want, or is it about just being in the big market? You want to be a big star? You want to be a part of a super team? You want to be a part of a team that can compete for a championship next year? I think that's a big question for him. But ultimately, if you're a guy like AD, I still look at the Pelicans as an appealing situation for those exact reasons that you just don't want to be a part of that drama. And I think that was one of the big surprises about where we are right now. It just seems so surprising for the AD that we've, you know, grown to know over the past 7 years, for him to be in that kind of circus where he was wearing a That's All folks and leaving games at halftime. We were all sitting around like, this isn't AD. This isn't the guy, you know, that we've been watching for years, or the guy that said over and over again how much he loved New Orleans and wanted to win with the Pelicans. So I think that's a big question, is do you really want to be a part of that, or would you rather be a part of a situation where they're trying to build it the right way, and they're building it with some young pieces, and they're building it with a front office that's putting in the work and ownership that's willing to invest. And I think that's something all players are looking for, but ultimately we just need to find out what AD really wants, and if that's enough for it, does he want something bigger?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think a lot of people probably feel it's just time to move on from either side. So we'll just spend briefly time on this. Say he says, all right, fine, you convinced me, I'm in. What kind of Pels team, and really how do you move forward if you're David Griffin that way?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is if AD does come back, I think there's not much, there aren't many routes they could go without AD coming back and him signing the Supermax extension. I think I doubt David Griffin would really be willing to take that chance of him coming back and then just walking next summer. So I think if AD comes back and is willing to make that long-term investment, I think that the next part for David Griffin will be to start building a team around him that could compete as soon as possible. And I think the thought of maybe bringing in more young guys will probably go out the window. I'm willing to bet they will start thinking about making moves to kind of send Solomon Hill out and maybe even an Etuan Moore type of guy, attach some picks to them and bring in more players or making a move in free agency. I think that will be the big thing, is kind of speeding up the time frame of when this team is going to compete. I think if you make the AD trade, you start thinking 3-4 years down the line. But if AD does come back, I think they would want to compete next year. And, you know, obviously Zion is still so young, and there are other pieces they want to put in place. I don't think championship is a word they're going to start talking about, but I think definitely they're going to want to be a playoff team. They're going to want to compete for home court advantage if you got AD, Zion, and Drew on the same team. And it's about bringing in more veteran pieces to help them get to that point. And, you know, a big part of that is obviously selling off some picks, which has been a bad thing for them in the past. But
right,
if you got different people making those deals, maybe you can make the right moves and put yourself in a position where you aren't bringing in these guys like Nikola Mirotic, where it worked out for 1 year, but then you're going to end up having to trade him next year because you're not in a position to really put a team around him that convinces him he should want to stay here.
I think that's one of the reasons, Will, that so many people like the other situation where it's deuces and now you get a plethora of picks and players. You can sort of rebuild and kind of look at the future from that perspective. So let's say AD says, look, man, I appreciate y'all coming down. We'll work with you. Let's just move on. And that happens. Then that attention then turns into, you think, Will, the trade happening well before the 20th? Do you think it happens draft night?
I'm guessing it'll probably be a little bit before draft night, just because it's going to be so hectic on draft night, and obviously they're going to be worried about Zion Williamson on that night, and I don't think they would want to take the shine away from that storyline. I think on draft night, the Pelicans would rather everybody be talking about Zion Williamson and what he can do in a Pelicans jersey, and maybe what other picks they got in the AD trade, and I don't think they would want all the headlines to be Anthony Davis traded, you know, and Zion Williamson to kind of be on the back page. I think that would be something that they really don't want to happen, just because they're so excited about Zion and what he brings. So I would expect the trade to happen maybe a little bit before the draft, or maybe a little bit after, just kind of a understanding type of thing. Because some of the deals, you know, there's some CBA rules where, you know, if he goes to Boston, they can't technically make the deal until Kyrie's contract is over. And, you know, it's a whole lot of confusion there. So I think it'll probably be a little bit before, a little bit after the draft. But I think, ultimately, I agree with you. I think the best move for them will probably be just to move on to the future, just because, you know, everything that's happened, and I think Zion can be that guy. But it's still been really, you know, really enticing to think about what AD and Zion can do together. And just having a duo like that, just all super talented guys, and if you got a commitment from AD and he's willing to do whatever it takes to make this thing work, man, that's a hell of a trio you got with AD, Zion, and Drew Holiday.
So, Will, I guess when you look at this, and look, we're going to have fun, obviously, and probably sprain our thumbs kind of reloading and refreshing our page here on Twitter to see all the different latest. What do you actually think comes of this later tonight?
Yeah, I think probably we're going to get some type of message about how the meeting went. My bet would be that they would probably say the meeting went well. They're probably going to talk again at some point. I there's a possibility that there's a resolution tonight, but I don't think there will be. Mm. I think ultimately AD will probably want to sleep on this, think about it a little while longer. If there is a resolution today, I would probably say that AD went into the meeting already with his mindset, which we probably all think. But I think he's coming into this with an open mind. I think he wants to hear what David Griffin has to say and what type of plan he can lay out. And he'll probably go back with his people and kind of review it. So I don't think a resolution will come tonight. I would think it'll probably come later in the week. But if something does come tonight, I think that will probably tell you that there wasn't much David Griffin could do anyway.
That's interesting as far as that, because I've seen a lot of people here locally and even fans say, look, I need to know. You know, you open up the briefcase, here's the max. There, your laptop, Will, of Zion highlights on the table and go, are you in, are you not? Based off of course, what David Griffin said in his opening press conference, that either 100% in or not. So you think the right approach and tact would be David Griffin saying, go ahead and think about this. It's a big decision for you, rather than coming in and saying, I need to know now what you need to do.
Yeah, I think it would make sense for both ends, because I think it would be smart for Anthony Davis to kind of take all of this into consideration and look and kind of have a long-term approach to this, because I think that's part of the issue I think I've had with the way he's laid all of these plans out. I don't think he's really had a long-term plan. I think he's always looked at this as, I'm ready to win. I've missed the playoffs so many times in my career. My time is now. How many times have we heard him say, it's my time? You know, it's time for me to start winning. And I think he needs to kind of look at this and say, okay, where am I going to be 3 years from now? What if I go to the Knicks, what is that team going to look like 3 years from now? What would the Pelicans look like 3 years from now? What would the Lakers look like 3 years from now? What type of moves can they make to remain flexible going forward into the future? And I think that should be really important, because remember, I mean, we talk about this guy about, you know, how much he needs to worry about winning now and his legacy. But, I mean, this guy's still 26 years old. He's still coming off of his second contract. You know, he still has so much basketball left in him, and I think he has to worry about winning now, because I think he should worry about not missing any more playoffs. I think that'll be something he'll say. I don't ever want to miss the playoffs again, and that should be a priority for him. But he should also put himself in a position where he can keep winning year after year and not just be like, okay, we started our super team and we can win this year and next year, but after that we'll figure it out. Because I think we've seen that happen, you know, with some of these super teams like the Warriors or the Heat, where it was great the first few years, but then after those years go by, everybody starts wearing on each other. Those older guys start, you know, fading out, and then you look around and have to worry about plan B. And I think that's the worst thing Anthony Davis can do, is put himself in a position where he signs a big contract with one of these teams, and 3 years from now he starts looking around like, man, I need to start worrying about plan C. And then you look over here at the Pelicans, and Zion is improving. They've got all of these draft picks, and he looks around like, man, maybe I regret this decision. You know, so I think he has to worry about the long-term future. And that should take a few days to kind of lay all of that out and really figure it out.
Interesting take on it. We'll continue that as we ask our listeners throughout the rest of the show. Do you want resolution, or do you think something this big for both parties? As Will Guillory of The Athletic just said, both parties maybe need to sleep on it, have the conversation, have some resolution later, or clock is ticking to June 20th. Do you want resolution now? We'll take your phone calls. Thank you, Will. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Great stuff as always, man.
Absolutely, man. I got my t-shirts laid out. I'm waiting for them to come down.
It is. At Will Guillory is the way to follow him over on Twitter, and follow him over at The Athletic NOLA. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
I like that. See, that's, we could do that as well. At ESPN Radio NOLA, 800-998-1003.
Cool.
In a t-shirt. Describe today's meeting.
It went something like this.
Yeah.
Join me and I will complete your training.
Oh, okay.
With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
Joey, I mean,
Dude, Joey, you're all over.
I knew today when I text you this morning that this is where we were going. Oh. I knew you were going to enjoy a day like today. I knew you were going to enjoy like a day like today.
Joey, you ever see The Truman Show?
Yes, over and over.
The ending.
I love it.
Yes.
The ending of The Truman Show is
perfect.
All right, they're flying through. Hour one is brought to you by The King Ferns. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring The King, 504-909-KING. Larry Holder at 115. That's it. I want to have fun the rest of the show. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Or, of course, on Facebook. Just ideas, right? I mean, what would you say at this meeting? I want to know, if you're David Griffin, what's the first thing out of your mouth after pleasantries? Let's take what Will Guillory said. Would you want resolution today, or are you approaching this from the Pelican standpoint of, I want you to think about it? You're shaking your head yes. See, I want resolution.
Today?
Yes. You've had plenty of time to think about it. You're shaking your head and saying, well, give him time to think about it. Will Guillory says give him time to think about it.
That's probably the smartest thing from the Pelican standpoint.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
When you're a pro, your reputation is built and proven over time. That's why the Home Depot carries Loctite PL Premium Max Adhesive, the strongest on the market, durable, gets the job done right, and holds up over time. Right now, get 12 or more for the bulk price of only $7.97 each. Loctite PL Premium Max, more strength, durability, and job done right for less. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Find Trex on shelves at the Home Depot and bring home the number one name in outdoor living.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
The end of The Truman Show, Jim Carrey. You think that's what's said at today's... It's meeting day! Anthony Davis and the Pelicans were having fun. Give me your best movie moments that you think best describe what's going on in Los Angeles today. And you can give me a t-shirt, you can, whatever. We can have fun with this here as well. Of course, this weekend, NCAA Baseball Regionals gets underway as, of course, we talked about the Baton Rouge Regional. Three teams in the state of Louisiana are in postseason play. LSU, of course, they're in, as well as Southern and McNeese. McNeese State of the Southland Conference. Obviously, people that listen to ESPN New Orleans, home of the Nichols Colonels, know all about the Southland. Coach Justin Hill of the Cowboys joins us for a couple of minutes here as they get ready to head on out to Nashville the Music City to play their regional against Vandy. Coach, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, doing good. Actually headed to the airport right now.
Well, there you go. Well, then I'll be brief, my friend, so you can get on your way and travel safely. But
don't worry,
I want to give
you flying the plane. We're good.
So. I got you. I just wanted to give you some time. Look, 35-24 in the season, but it's why people love the conference tournament and play so hard throughout the year in that Southland to get into it. Obviously, we saw a lot of different teams here locally, whether it's Nichols, UNO, the Southland. We always talk to the head coaches, Coach Hill. Why is the Southland Conference so difficult and such a good conference for baseball?
It's a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches, and, you know, the other thing is you're starting to see a lot of administrations put some resources into the program. And, you know, with the way that the parity in baseball, the way it is, just to start with, but, you know, when you have some people working really hard and doing some things, you know, and it goes all the way back to Coach Burtman, him going to play everybody and, you know, people getting their facilities right for LSU coming down to see them and, you know, that's just kind of how it all started. And Coach Benary's continued to do those things. And, I mean, there's so many programs, you know, in other states that won't play other state schools. But for the greater good, it's been good. And so Louisiana baseball has been, you know, at the forefront of that with our conference. And I think you're seeing, you know, the fruits of that right now.
You know, we followed a lot of the teams just trying to get into that conference tournament this past weekend, and then you guys get in there and you go 4-0. How impressed were you with your team's performance there, winning the tournament?
Yeah, I thought we had been playing pretty good over the last 3 or 4 weeks, just to, you know, kind of get hot to move up from, you know, to qualifying for the tournament to 8th place, 7th place. You kind of started to see a few things kind of go our way. You know, the thing is, you know, anytime you win a championship, you've got to catch some breaks. You got to have a ball fall for you or a line drive go your way and different things. But you also have to put yourself in that situation. And, I was proud of the boys. I thought they did a good job all weekend. You know, we played the teams that played us toughest all year. Incarnate Word swept us in the regular season. The pitcher we faced against Corpus, the guy that shut us out and punched us out 10 times. And then,
wow.
Central Arkansas, you know, I think we scored 4 runs in 3 games against them. So, I mean, it wasn't an easy road by any means for us. So if you'd had to ask me the 3 teams I wanted to play, those have been the last 3 out of 5.
I guess you can take out of that, though, especially going to a regional where, you know, ESPN nationally and a lot of other people, D1 baseball, UCLA and Vandy, 2 of the favorites to go to Omaha and then win it. So you go into a tough regional here. They're going to be facing the Big Ten tournament champs. You guys aren't facing a slouch either in Indiana State, which we'll get into in a quick second. So I guess being battle-tested, Coach, is that something that helps your Cowboys?
Yeah, I think that's going to matter because if you look at our schedule and all the people that we get to play, you know, I mentioned LSU, you got to mention ULL, Tulane, Houston, all the different teams. You know, we've had a lot of good wins on that, but the majority of those wins have been on the road. And so we've played on the road. We've played some good teams. There's no question that obviously Vanderbilt's a great team. That's not who we play first with Indiana State, but you know, there's no slouches in this. Either somebody did something great by winning a tournament championship, or they had a great season. So this is the tournament of tournaments, man, and it's going to be a challenge. But I like our boys. I like where we're at, and you know, we're excited to get to work.
So obviously, there's a lot of excitement to get into this. Look, it's easy, I guess, for us to say, hey, look, what's the approach? What do you take to it? I guess from a coaching standpoint, you try to make it just like any other series or different style tournament. What's your approach, I guess, going into Nashville?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the first couple of days, it was just, hey, let's get back out on the field because we hadn't practiced since last Tuesday. I mean, we had played every single day. When you get the conference tournament setting, there's no pregame BP on the field. There's no in and out. There's all different things that, you know, to be able to get 4 games in a day, you just got to cut a few things out. And so the preparation side had been cut out for 7 days. And so, you know, obviously give them the day off on Monday, on Sunday, coming back. But Monday, Tuesday would just, hey, let's just go kind of move around. Let's just kind of go do our thing and make sure we're moving around. The arms are where they need to be. Get our legs under us, get a lift. Today was a little more specific. You know, we wanted to cover a couple of details that we thought that our opponents may try to run. And, you know, just some basic scouting report stuff. I mean, but that took 10 minutes. I mean, it, you know, this is one of those, you got to keep their legs fresh this time of year. But, I mean, there's a reason you're here, and it's about doing the things you've done well and try to minimize the things that you don't do well. So, I mean, this is going to be fun. Like I said, we're on the way to the airport, and that's out of the ordinary for us. But, man, what a great time to be out of the ordinary. So, and we'll get to go practice tomorrow at Vandy, get used to their facility. Obviously, they got the big monster in left field. The turf plays fast. I mean, this is going to be awesome, man. It's going to be so much fun, and we're going to enjoy every moment of it.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. Fifth regional appearance in school history, 2003, the last time you guys did that. What can you tell us a little about Indiana State? You're going to be using the flight up to kind of continue to see who this team is. Ohio Valley Conference winners.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a tough league, you know, and you know, we don't know a ton of information, you know. I mean, obviously their conference opponents aren't going to give them up, and you appreciate that. Same thing with our conference opponents. You just got to go ask a few people, hey, what you got? The overriding factor, the overriding theme of that team is they've got a bunch of older guys. They've got a bunch of seniors that are playing. They've been through it a little bit. Probably a lot like the team that we had in 2017 that won the regular season. Just a bunch of older guys, and you know, I don't know if they do anything that's just overwhelming. I don't know. Obviously, you know, when you have a great season like they did and win 41 games, you've done something special. So, you know, we're just going to line up, look at some video, and man, just go line up and play with them. Man, it's a at least nine inning game. Probably the team that screws up the least, you know, is going to be the one that comes out with the win.
I love that. That's the coaching speak that needs to be repeated as often as possible. Coach, thank you for your time. I know you guys are busy and you're heading out there. Safe travels. And look, congratulations. The end of April, your Cowboys are sitting in 10th place. Outside looking in the conference tournament, you're heading to Nashville to play in the NCAA regional. Great work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. Safe travels. Justin Hill, head coach of the McNeese State Cowboys, heading up to the regional. Up in Nashville, hosted by Vandy. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time.
All right, thanks.
Quick break. We come back. We'll close up hour number one, which is presented by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. A brief commentary on what's going on in Baton Rouge. I just find this interesting. It could be good news for you, Justin. Jordan. Not Justin. Jordan. Not for Coach Hill. Yeah, same thing. But it could be good news for you, Jordan. Could be. Still looking for that date.
Jeez.
I think you know where I'm going. Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes National Military Appreciation Month, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
8 days after Hank Greenberg and the Tigers lost Game 7 of the World Series in 1940, Hank registered for the draft, the first professional baseball player to do so. Greenberg was discharged from the Army due to his age, but re-enlisted 7 weeks later after the attack on Pearl Harbor. In all, Greenberg served 47 months in the service during World War II, the longest tenure of any ball player.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and at Navy Federal Credit Union, we're celebrating with special offers on credit cards, certificates, and car loans for our members. We're also giving a special shout-out to our active duty military and veterans. Take a moment to share a thank you with our military community, and take advantage of special offers at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
Napa
Know-How. The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM.
Napa Know-How.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, boys! I'm back!
You think that happens, huh? Fade comes back. I like that. I tell you what, the Pelicans' Twitter page has been very good and social media-wise at letting us know what they think. I'm going to play... Top of the hour, your guy and mine, Colin Cowherd. Tell you what, nobody does more for our tourism board than the guy that absolutely finds anything and everything to trash the city. But his thoughts on AD's meeting and if anything can be said. Again, I'm just playing a bunch of different takes and things of that nature. We're going to have a lot of fun next hour. Larry Holder, 115, his storylines, week two of OTAs. OTA number five today for the Saints is wrapped up. We will see OTA 6 tomorrow, so we'll have that for you. We'll be live at Vinny's, of course, as we always are, on Thursdays. And other than that, that's it. I don't have any other guests. I want to continue to talk about this in different aspects of it. Some interesting things in Hour 2 I want to get into as well in Hour 3 about Adam Silver. Again, I honestly, it's not just my opinion. It's a lot of people. Best commissioner in pro sports. He just honestly is innovative, trying to think outside the box. Yesterday, the NFLPA drops a letter to all its players that got, of course, obtained and released. NFLPA suggesting to its players in the NFL to start preparing for a work stoppage of at least 1 year. 2020, the new CBA or the CBA comes to a conclusion. The NFL and the NFLPA have already started negotiations back in April, though, and it seems to be going the right way. Essentially, players looking for, they have 47% of the pie now. They want more. They like to loosen up the regulations on marijuana. You're seeing a ton of commentary on that nationally yesterday and this morning. Why are they still testing it? They got to stop testing it, things of that nature, little things like that. So that's kind of what's going on. We'll get into that in a quick sec. The NBA, some of the discussions that fans have and have had are, you know, length of schedule, too many games, just goes on too long. Again, we've joked about this, right? I mean, they started mid-October last year, for crying out loud. It was early November, then Halloween, then it was like October 14th or 15th last season. That's basically like week six or seven of the Saints season, and if you're in the postseason, the Saints would have already the finals are going on right now, and teams are in OTAs for the next football season. That's what ought to tell you what that is. Ray, give me your best 30 seconds before the top of the hour, my friend.
All right, my brother. Sorry. Yeah, I wish I'd had a couple more time. I didn't want to call in, but I wanted
no,
to say
I,
that.
Hey, wait, do you want more time? I can give you more time at the top of the hour.
Sure.
Okay, hold on for a quick sec. We'll be back in like 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes or so.
That's fine, bro.
And now you can call back or you can just hold on either way. But I do want to say this as we wrap up hour number one. It's one of those things you just go, okay. So yesterday, the gambling bill got shot down. Joey, I know you do your political show and stuff. I'm not going to say for one way or another. Look, I don't make that much, so I don't know how much I would, you know, be able to do it. I just know that we have problems with infrastructure and no money in this state. It's a way to make money off of the taxes. If you want to go do it, you can go do it. I hear you. I just find it interesting that today I see on Twitter, there it is. We can't be trusted, I guess, to not be gambling addicts in the sports gambling business. But hey, the Louisiana House just advanced a bill to set the minimum age for marriage to 16. There you go.
Yay.
All right, so I can't be trusted with my money to go gambling because I might be a gambling addict.
Kids having
even
kids.
Though we can get the taxes and everything else. But you know what? At 16, my friends, Hey, Jordan, there's still hope for you as a 20-year-old. All you got to go find yourself is this. You can't take her anywhere. You can't buy her a beer, but you can marry her. I'm sure parents of 16-year-olds all around the state would love a 20-year-old college kid to come a-walk and be like, I plan on marrying your daughter. You got a plan, son? Nope. Where you live? At home. Fantastic. Here you go. 16. Good job. Good job.
How much money do you make?
Good job.
Oh, I get a piece of pizza after every show.
You get a snowball. Hey, good job. Hey, but don't you dare gamble on LSU Alabama. Good Christmas. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.